In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Anthony today. Merry Christmas. We're on day three of Christmas, 3 out of 8. The celebration is just beginning. Father Tom, he's resting up right now, so I'm going to be with you. Today we celebrate on the Christmas calendar the day of St. John, the Apostle and the Evangelist. We want to all be like St. John, going out and carrying the greater works of God, working miracles, telling people about the kingdom of God, being excited for Jesus, have that fire burning in our belly. We're going to open up the phone lines today, but first I'm going to read a reading. I have the Passion Translation. Matthew 15. After leaving Lebanon, Jesus went to the Lake of Galilee and climbed into a hill nearby and sat down. Then a huge crowd of people streamed up the hill, bringing with them the lame, the blind, deformed, mute, and many others in need of healing. They laid them at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all. There's no disease, no sickness, no infirmity, no pain, nothing in your life that's too big for Jesus if you give it to him. And the crowds marveled in amazement, astounded over the things they were witnessing with their own eyes. The lame were walking, the mute were speaking, the crippled were made well, and the blind could see. For 3 days, everyone celebrated the miracles as they exalted and praised the God of Israel. Hallelujah. That's why as an evangelist, as an apostle, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, working miracles and revealing the power of God is so important. That other people know the kingdom of God is here and it's now and it's at hand. And the kingdom of God wants to touch you. It wants to heal you. It wants to set you free. It wants to reveal heaven to you. It wants to deposit heaven into you. Because anyone can argue with the theological point, but when they see a miracle, when they see someone healed, when they see Heather pulled out of the wheelchair and walk around the conference, then no one can argue that God is real. 617-770-3030. You know, the good news is Jesus is the same today, tomorrow, and forever. So as he healed in the gospel, he still heals today. You know, we're getting ready for our prayer meeting tonight. Come and see. Come and see. When you woke up today, God said, "My child, it's another day in the kingdom of God. I am so happy you're here with me." Every day, the Lord wants to deposit something into you that you can release upon this earth. Maybe the Lord wants to deposit into you a song, a prayer, a miracle, a word of knowledge, that you bring someone to the Lord. Today, don't limit yourself, because when you limit yourself, you're limiting the God that's within you. You're limiting Jesus when you limit within yourself. And I promise when you woke up today, God wants to deposit something into you so that you can release it for him into the world. 617-770-3030. We have a caller, first one of the day. Hello.
Hello, Anthony. Hello,
hi.
Anthony.
Yes.
This is Michael.
Hi,
Anthony,
Michael.
I'd like to ask that you implore the Lord prayers for two people in my life by the name of Bobby and Kyle, who are both stricken with cancer. And also, Anthony, neither of them really know the Lord, so I would ask you prayers that they be healed and also that they come to know the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray for Bobby and Kyle. Right now, I curse every cell of cancer from the root. In Jesus' name, I command every to wither and die by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you release a legion of healing angels to go and camp and surround these two people, Lord. Jesus, make yourself so real to them. Do what you did for me for them, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and just sovereignly baptize them in the fire of God, Jesus. Give them a miracle so first they can be healed, but more importantly, they can come into your kingdom and share an eternal life with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 103, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What of God's benefits for you? His benefits is healing, freedom, love, joy, peace, power, being a vessel of God, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. What redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Do you know you have a crown today, and on that crown is love and compassion? But it's not your love, it's not your compassion, it's God's compassion for you, which you now hold for everyone in your life. Who satisfies your desires with good things. This is the best part. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. There's people watching. Father Tom's youth is being restored like the eagles. Do you need your youth restored like the eagles today? Restoration of youth? Lord, we release that now. That you're outside of time, Lord. Age people backwards. That maybe you're 80, 90 years old, but you're just a baby in terms of eternity. And today God wants to give you new energy, new life, new joy, new peace, new goodness. He wants to make you excited with the life he has for you still. In Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. We have a caller. Hello.
Hi, Anthony. It's Marina. Merry Christmas, and I wish you all
Christmas.
The best.
Thank you, Marina.
All God's blessings for you and whatever you desire for.
Amen.
In the peace of Christ.
Amen.
I am calling. Yes, go ahead.
No. Why are you calling?
I'm calling for prayers, like always.
Amen.
If you could say a prayer for me, I would like God to give me some sort of breakthrough. And I'm also praying for my children, you know, freedom, more Jesus in their life, that they're truly true believers and converts and soldiers of Christ.
They are. You have great kids.
I pray.
Lord, we release breakthrough now into Marina's life. Anything blocking her breakthrough, Lord, I bind it, I cast it to the cross, and I loose the river of God into Marina's life. I loose the glory of God, the peace that passes all understanding. If there's any blessings stuck in the second heaven, I command them now to be released upon this earth into Marina's life. We pray for her two sons, a release of the power of God on their life, Lord, that they encounter you in power today, Jesus, that you begin to use them powerfully as they were destined to be used. We pray for Marina and her sons in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. It's all about prayer, guys. It's all about prayer. The human nature, we want to do everything except for pray. We want to talk about our problems, breathe life into them. We want to, the human nature wants to worry, fear, procrastinate. Where the Lord says, all you have to do, my child, pray and just trust in me. Stay in the vine and I will take care of everything for you. I will do it all for you. Let me go ahead of you and fight your battles, but give your battles to me. Give your children to me. Give your finances to me. Give your career to me. Give your health to me. Give everything to me today. Because what you give to the Lord, he glorifies and gives back to you in glory. 617-770-3030. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfect.
Great. Okay, Anthony, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
I had to just smile at this one. When you started the program, you mentioned about waking up this morning and Jesus here with you and saying something to you and say it to the world or something. And, you know, when I woke up this morning, I had lots of things on my mind. And I knew to ask the Holy Spirit, you know, to speak, you know. And so I said, Lord, what do you have to say to me, you know? And the first thing, what I got was I immediately saw a picture of Jesus, and he was sitting on kind of a slope of a hill near the water at sunrise. And you know how the Bible said Jesus would go off in the morning to a lonely place and be with the Father? And so that's kind of what I was picturing. And then, but what I got was two simple words, I'm here.
Wow.
And that's what you basically, yeah, I think you actually said those very words when you opened the program. That's what I saw and that's what I heard. And, you know, it's so simple, but it is so, so right on, you know. What's better than to know that his presence, that he's here? So can we just release that? Would you release that to everyone?
Amen. Thank you, Beth. So we release that today God is right here with you there and now. If you're in the car, Jesus is sitting there next to you. If you're in the house, Jesus is there with you. He's bilocated all over the world, wherever you are, and he just wants to engage with you. He wants to encounter you. He wants to fill you with his love and his joy and his peace and his goodness, but you got to open up to him. Lord, we thank you for Beth. You know, there's many people, but one Spirit. And every day the Holy Spirit is speaking specific things and releasing specific things upon this earth. And God is simple like a little child. The closer you get to God, the more simple your life becomes. Sometimes the most profound words I ever heard are the simplest. I'm here today with you. You might feel that Jesus is far off, but he's saying, no, my child, I am here with you now, with you now. I am here with you now. And when we turn our attention to Jesus, he turns his attention to us. When we release, when we tell Jesus we love him, in the spirit realm, it's a reciprocal relationship. So as you tell God you love him, the love of God is released upon your life. 617-770-3030. What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you today? Beth gave her yes and she called in, and many people were blessed by that word. The God, when you woke up, deposited something in you today that God wants to release into the world through you today. Are you going to give your God your yes? Hallelujah, Jesus. We're preparing for the glory night tonight. It's going to be wonderful. We have almost 40 people fasting for every glory night, but not tonight. We got a dispensation from Father because it's still Christmas. We get 8 days of Christmas. We're only on day 3. So we have 5 more days of celebrating Jesus Christ into this world. Jesus Christ came, but he wants to be incarnate in your life. He wants to be incarnate in your life. 617-770-3030. Today, as we celebrate John the Evangelist, his feast day, we'll go to his first letter. He says, God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Do you know that every day God is trying to fill you with the light of Christ and knock out any darkness from your past? But to be filled with the light of God, we need to let go of unforgiveness, bitterness. Those are all just blockers of healing. Later in 1 John, the Lord says the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The true light is already shining. Today I'm here to tell you that all the darkness from your past is passing away because the light of the world has come into the world. Jesus Christ has come to heaven to live within you. to live in this world, to do a miracle in you, to fill you with his joy and his peace and his power. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you a future and a hope. You know, Jesus has a glorious future for you. Doesn't matter if you're 9 years old or 90 years old. If you have air to breathe, Jesus wants to do something every second of every day into your life. Jesus wants to fill you with his love and his peace all the time. Jesus wants some people to call into the show. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Someone, I want to hear about your Christmas. I had a wonderful Christmas this year. I got to go to a midnight mass. The mass was in Polish. And when I was sitting in the mass, I had no idea what anyone was thinking. But the Lord was saying, this is how good I am. This is how good the mass is. Even though I might not understood the words, I could hear the singing. I could feel the angels. I knew everything that was going on in the altar. And God was saying, this is how much my people love me. You don't even need to know the words. All you need to do is get in the church, get to the Eucharist. It was an amazing encounter this year. The midnight mass was wonderful. The Christmas Day mass was wonderful. Christmas was wonderful. How was your Christmas? 617-770-3030. The Bible quote for today is, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You know, sometimes when we have heart issues, we want to ask Jesus to enclose our heart in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So our heart begins to beat with the love and the passion of God. It's so important that we're passionate about God. Because when we're passionate about Jesus, we become passionate about our life. When we're excited about Jesus, we're excited about our life. When we're lukewarm about Jesus, we become lukewarm about our life. We don't want to be lukewarm. We want to be piping hot for God. Or we want to be cold, because if we're cold, he's going to use the enemy to readjust us. But we don't want to be lukewarm. Today, do something powerful for God. Today, let Jesus Christ use you. Today, ask Jesus Christ to fill you. The book of James says we do not receive because we do not ask. Have we asked Jesus for something today? And I'm not asking Jesus for, you know, a new car or a new pair of jeans. I'm asking Jesus for the spiritual gifts. I'm asking Jesus to fill me with his power, to fill me with his healing, to fill me with his love, to encounter someone in a powerful way, to give me the grace to pray for my enemies, to pray for those who hurt me, to pray for those who persecute me. So, Lord, we just pray that the fire of God right now falls upon everyone listening, Lord. That miracle power, Jesus, that you come and sovereignly baptize them in the glory and the fire of God. That they live on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. The completion of the Our Father prayer. We know so much about earth, but what do we know about heaven? You know, there's an invisible realm. The spiritual realm dictates everything we see in the physical. The invisible realm dictates everything we see in the physical. If you need to solve problems, if you need to do something for God or even in this world, you want to go into the invisible realm and start to pray, start to release, start to declare, start to bind, start to loose. I bind every assignment of the enemy against your life, and I loose blessing in Jesus' name. Lord, baptize them in your fire. Rabba seke, te te te, re ta ta rabba seko. I see someone right now with it's a spinal injury in the back of your neck. It goes from the top of your head down your spine. they're just shooting pains into your neck. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Cain and Abel. We pray for the glory of God to fall on you, Lord. I speak healing of cancer. Anyone who's listening who has cancer, I bind that spirit of cancer. I curse cancer at the root. I curse it in Jesus' name. And I lose healing. I lose healing. Every spirit of rejection leaves you now. Every spirit of unforgiveness and bitterness leaves you now in the glory of God. And we release freedom upon your life. Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Can we follow Jesus' example? Can we forgive those who hurt us? Forgiveness is an act of the will. We cannot be healed until we forgive. But once we forgive, then we need to let go. We need to let go. We need to let go of everything in the past. Because Jesus says, "My child, all you have is here and now." And in this moment, when you live in the present moment, that's where eternity resides. And here and now, everything is okay. Here and now, I have everything under control. Here and now, I am releasing blessings upon your life. Here and now, I am giving you all the graces of heaven. But are your gates wide open to receive what I want to do into your life? 617-770-3030. Okay, we have a couple callers. Thank you, Jesus.
Jerry,
turn your radio off. I'm so happy you're calling.
Jerry Crowley.
Amen.
Pray for all those I pray for, especially the Crowleys, O'Donnells, Simpsons, and everybody get to heaven.
Amen. So, Lord, we pray for Hello. All right. We pray for the Crowleys, the Simpsons, the O'Donnells. I pray, Jerry, that the power of God rests on your life. So you go and you lay hands on all these people, and they are converted, filled by the power of God, that they all receive the miracle, Lord, that they receive the miracle that you want to give them. Just use Jerry as a vessel in Jesus' name. Who's calling?
Hey, Anthony, it's Janet. Merry Christmas. Oh,
Merry Christmas, Janet. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. And before I forget, the words that just came to you, I am praying, are meant for Jonathan. You know Jonathan, who's in the wheelchair regularly?
Yeah. Amen.
And I recall that last year you said someone was going to get up, that you got the word that someone was going to get up and walk this year.
Pull him out of the wheelchair.
And that was Heather.
Yes.
And I also remember Father Tom's words about the lady whose healing was cured, and she didn't know what to do with her hearing aids, and he told her to use them as a relic, and
yes,
she gave them to someone else, and his hearing was cured too. So I'm just getting the feeling that maybe we need a switch over Jonathan's wheelchair tonight, and unless he's already... God's already done it.
Pull him out of it. Amen.
It's in God's time, but I just keep feeling it's Jonathan's turn, and we need another wheelchair hearing here.
Amen. Well,
and
Lord,
I'm also claiming those cancer healings for a few people, one of whom you've been praying with me for, who's my friend Jennifer, who had the house fire and also lost all her animals. I saw her to drop something off on Christmas Day, and I'm trying to get her to come with us. So I'm asking everyone's prayers for her, Charlie, and her family. But also, there are a number of other people on my list with cancer, one of whom is Elaine, who is also trying to come. She can't make it there. And a high school friend of mine, Rich, who has very serious cancer. Jane, who is another regular, and Janina. A lot of these people were from School of the Holy Spirit. So we'll take those cancer healings all around.
Amen.
And,
so, Lord.
finally, I just,
yes.
Yeah, you know, I always have a long list, but finally, I think for all of us, I am feeling the Holy Spirit working in my own family and bringing my children closer to God. You know a couple of other people who whose children who have spoken to you about that. So I'm also keeping them in mind. Don't really want to mention them on the radio unless without their permission, but there are a lot of them for the family healing and so forth, which is kind of the spirit of Christmas.
Amen. So, Lord, we release healing and freedom and miracle power to everyone on Janet's list, to everyone on Janet's list, everyone she had just mentioned. By the blood of Jesus, we command healing. And for everyone listening today, Merry Christmas. I pray a blessing over all of you, all of your intentions, that today Jesus will come and restore. Jesus is a great restorer. He's into restoring families. He's into restoring your body. He's into restoring your mind. He's into restoring your finances. He's into restoring each and every part of your life. But to get results, we need to do things God's way. We need to do things as Jesus taught us to do. And if we trust in Jesus, stay connected in the vine, we have faith and not worry. We ask God every day to fill us with his love, his joy, his peace, his tender compassion, to know that on our own we are nothing. But because God the Father gave us his Son and Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, we have the power of God flowing and coursing through every cell in our body, that we are now the righteousness of God and miracle workers. Today, for you, anything is possible. Today, for you, Jesus is encountering you afresh. Today, for you, is a day of your miracle. I'll see you all tonight. I cannot wait. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.